Okay, we're going to open with a word of prayer after we just welcome everyone to Loi Pokayo. And of course, I'm the one that's responsible for speaking today. Glad you could be here. Hope you'll be back next Saturday at the same time or to hear someone else speaking. But for today, welcome, and we'll just ask a blessing from the Lord. Father, we approach thee in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we're thankful that we can spend this time together, even if it is by virtual means. We give thanks for it. Thank thee for those that have tuned in. We would pray for thy blessing upon each one. We have no doubt there are many challenges. Some may be facing health concerns. Some may be financially in difficulty. Some we know who could even be experiencing some difficulty with recent weather issues or upcoming ones. We would just pray for the challenges each one may face and pray that the help of God might be evident. We know that often the good hand of God is seen in the life of all because it is the goodness of God that leads to repentance. And we would thank thee for the kindness and goodness of God and pray for this morning for help for Teresa and myself as this meeting goes forward in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, today we are going to read from the Gospel of John chapter 14. And we're going to read probably verses 16 to 24. So Luke chapter 14, verses 16 to 24. And the Lord Jesus said, "Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bade or invited many. And he sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servants, Go quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Now we'll ask Teresa to read that in Tagalog.
Babasahin po natin sa ang binasa ni Kuya David sa Tagalog po sa Luke 14. Babasahin po natin sa Luke 14 start po tayo sa verse 16. Sa Tagalog po ito. Natapwat sinasabi niya sa kanya, may isang naghanda ng isang malaking hapunan at marami siyang inangyayahan o inimbitahan. At sa panahon ng paghapon ay sinugo niya ang kanyang alipin upang sabihin sa mga inanyayahan, magsiparito kayo sapagkat ang lahat ng mga bagay ay nahahanda na. Verse 18, at silang lahat na parang iisa ay nangagdahilan. Sa kanya'y sinabi ng una, bumili ako ng isang bukid at kailangan akong umalis at tignan. Ipinamamanhik ko sa iyo na pagpaumanhinan mo ako. Verse 19, at sinabi ng iba, bumili ako ng 5 magkatuwang na bakang lalaki at paruroon ako upang sila'y subukin. At ipinamamanhik ko sa iyo na pagpaumanhinan mo ako. Verse 20, at sinabi ng iba, bago akong kasal at kaya nga hindi ako makaparuroon. Verse 21, at dumating ang alipin at sinaysay ang mga bagay na ito sa kanyang Panginoon. Nang magkagayon, sa galit ng puno ng sambahayan ay sinabi sa kanyang alipin, Pumaroon kang madali sa mga lansangan at sa mga daang makikipot ng bayan at dalhin mo rito ang mga dugha at mga pingkaw at mga bulag at mga pilay. Verse 22, at sinabi ng alipin, Panginoon, nagawa na ang ipinag-utos mo, at gayon, may maluwag pa. Verse 23, at sinabi ng Panginoon sa alipin, Pumaroon ka sa mga daan at sa mga bakuran, at pilitin mo silang magsipasok upang mapuno ang aking bahay. Until the 26, Kuya.
Actually, verse 24 was fine, but that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, just the end of verse 24.
Verse 24, sapagkat sinabi ko sa inyo na alinman sa mga taong inanayahan ay hindi makakatikim ng aking hapunan.
This is one of those stories. It's actually a very nice story that has been placed on the page of Scripture so that we can learn something spiritual from it.
Ito po yung isang istorya na no, kung titingnan po nga natin ay ito po yung napakaganda na isinulat sa Biblia o sa salita ng Diyos upang tayo'y may matutunan espiritual para sa ating buhay.
It speaks about a great supper and someone who provided it, and there were a lot of people invited.
Ito po ay tungkol sa isang magarbong hapunan at meron pong naghanda nito para sana sa mga tao.
It actually kind of reminds me of some of the birthday suppers I've been invited to in Filipino houses.
At ito po ay nagpapaalala sa kanya nung si Kuya David po ay inimbitahan sa isa sa mga Pilipino sa kanyang bahay, inimbitahan po siya, ay ito po'y nagpapaalala sa kanya na nakita niya na marami ang nakahanda.
I remember coming into one basement one day and it was full of some of my friends and many I did not know. And there was a whole wall that was lined with all kinds of delights that I was so happy to try out.
Yeah, that's very true. At si Kuya David nga po ay napunta minsan sa isang basement at doon po ginanap ang isang pagsasalo-salo ng birthday or kapanganakan. At nakita po niya sa isang gilid po ay mayroong mahabang lamesa na punong-puno ng mga pagkain.
I think there was probably about 70 people, would be my guess, already there. And I came in and there was room for one more.
At nakita po niya na mayroon nga po, nakita niya na mayroon na pong 70 tao na nandoon. At nung pumasok po siya ay nakita niya na kasya pa siya sa lugar na yon.
There was no way that the people that were stacked into that basement with standing room only could ever have eaten all the food that was there.
Hindi nga po magiging posible kung ang mga nandoon po na tao ay nakatayo lamang at makikita niya na nasa gilid na kumakain ng napakadaming handa na inihanda ng may-ari ng bahay.
So I'm reminded of that when I read this story about a man that made a great supper.
At ito po ay isang nga pong patunay na nagpapaalala sa kanya na mayroong isang tao at siya po ay naghanda ng napakaranyang hapunan.
The Lord Jesus would have been thinking of, indeed, like some suppers that he would have seen that people would have hosted.
At sa ating Panginoong Hesus Kristo po ay nakita din po niya na may mga tao rin pong naghanda ng ganitong hapunan para sa mga tao.
And he used that to give us the spiritual teaching that there is a great supper that you are invited to.
At isiginamit niya po ng Panginoon na ito po ay magandang pagtuturo na meron po siyang ihahandang malaking o maranyang hapunan para sa atin.
There won't actually be spring rolls or any kind of rice there in this supper. This is a spiritual supper, and it's food for our souls.
Ngunit sa paghahanda po ng ating Panginoong Isus ng marangyang hapunan ay wala po nga pong mga Pilipino na pagkain katulad ng spring rolls, ngunit ito po ay isang paghahanda para sa ating mga kaluluwa.
So my first point is the supper and who provided it.
Ang ating unang puntos po ay ang hapunan at kung sino ang naghanda nito.
The supper that we want to tell you about this morning is a great supper and it has been provided by God.
At ang hapunan na gusto naming ipamahagi sa inyo sa araw na ito ay ang napakaraniyang hapunan na inihanda ng ating Panginoon.
When it comes to this supper, it was a great supper, and part of the reason behind that is because of the number of people that were invited.
At kung ating titingnan po ay sinasabi po ay napakarangyang hapunan ito dahil meron pong mga taong inimbitahan, nag-imbita po siya ng napakaraming tao.
When we have a supper at our homes, usually there is a limited number that we can house in our house. Our houses are only so big, so we have to draw the line.
Katulad nga po ng kung mag-iimbita po tayo ng hapunan para sa mga tao, minsan po ay hindi kaya ng ating bahay na mag-imbita ng mga marami. Meron po itong limitasyon.
But in this story, by the time the story is over, you could basically say that anybody and everybody was invited.
Ngunit sa istoryang pong ito ay nagpapatunay lamang na ang marangyang hapunan ay kahit sino po ay pwedeng pumunta. Kahit anong status mo sa buhay ay pwede kang dumalo.
And that is telling us the spiritual lesson about a God who is really inviting everyone to heaven.
At ito po ay nagpapatunay na ang Panginoon po ay naghanda ng marangyang hapunan kahit sino ka man at ang lahat po ay iniimbitahan niya.
There was evidently enough food for all because he just kept sending people out to invite more people.
At meron katunayan nga po na ang pagkain na inihanda niya ay napakarami dahil siya po ay naghahanap ng mga tao upang sumalo sa kanya sa hapunan.
So you see the warmth of the heart of this person who just wants his house to be filled. He wants to hear and see people eating his feast.
At mararamdaman mo ang puso o ang kanyang pagmamahal sa mga tao na gusto niyang imbitahan dahil ang bahay niya po ay punong-puno ng pagkain para sa kanila.
So that it is God being pictured in this, and he has a heart that loves everyone, invites everyone, he wants to satisfy everyone.
At ito po ay nagpapatunay na ito po ay isang larawan ng ating Panginoong Isus na iniimbitahan niya po lahat ang mga tao na lumapit o pumunta sa kanya.
We are here to tell you this morning that we are giving the invitation from the Bible on God's behalf to this gospel feast.
At sinasabi po namin para sa inyo sa araw na ito na iniimbitahan po namin kayo sa hapunan, sa marangyang hapunan nito, ang hapunan ng mabuting balita para sa mga tao.
Some of the dishes that are on this table for us to enjoy are the forgiveness of sins.
At ang isa po sa mga naihanda sa lamesang ito ay ang kapatawaran ng kasalanan.
Justification or being cleared of guilt in the sight of God.
At ang justification or ang hustisya at ikaw po na ay napatawad na sa harap ng Diyos.
Reconciliation or being brought into the presence of God.
At ang pagtanggap ng ating Panginoong Isus sa kanyang hapag at ikapoy napatawad na sa iyong kasalanan.
Sanctification, which is really the desire and ability to live a holy life that pleases God.
At ang sanctification po, hindi ko po alam sa Tagalog. ito po ay tayo po ay sinasabi dito na tayo po ay mamuhay na ng kaaya-aya sa paningin ng ating Panginoong Hesus.
Peace with God, with the enmity of our sin and all removed.
Ang kapayapaan na nakamtan po natin mula sa ating Panginoong Hesus, ang kapayapaan ng ating buhay, ng ating puso at ang ating isip na natanggap natin sa ating Panginoong Hesus nang dahil sa kanyang kapatawaran.
He gives us a passport to heaven so that we know where we will be when we die.
At sa ganitong paraan ay binigyan po tayo ng pasaporte para sa kalangitan. At alam po natin kung saan po tayo tutungo kung tayo po ay nawala na sa mundong ito.
I mean, we could just keep on listing things that the Bible tells us are available to us when we are saved by God's grace and His mercy.
At malalaman po natin at makikita natin walang hanggang kapatawaran at kanyang grasya at grasya ng Diyos na ibinigay niya sa para sa atin.
So we have the supper and the one who provided it.
So yung una po nating nakita ay ang hapunan at kung sino ang naghanda nito.
My second point is the people who are invited.
At ang pangalawang puntos po ay ang mga tao na inimbitahan.
Originally, you might think that there was just a few people that were invited, not that many. And somehow the plan changed.
At kung mababasa po natin ang original na makikita po natin na may mga nakatakda na mga tao na inimbitahan ng ating ng kung sino man pong naghanda ng hapunan na ito.
But actually we are finding that this is something, this gospel feast that has been offered to people who thought they were worthy of it, they thought they deserved it, and they actually ended up refusing to come to this supper.
At ang magarbong hapunan na ito, ang hapunan ng mabuting balita, ay na ang mga taong inibitahan po nila ay naisip nila na ako ang karapat-dapat upang tumungo sa hapunang ito. Sa kanilang pananaw sa buhay, sila ay karapat-dapat na pumunta.
These people, they made excuses as to why they didn't want to come.
Ngunit ang mga inimbitang taong ito ay nagkaroon ng kani-kanilang dahilan dahil ayaw na nila pumunta.
One person, he says, I have bought a piece of ground. That's down in verse number 18. I have bought a piece of ground. It kind of equates to someone who might say, this is nice, but I have my own church.
At ang una po sa makikita natin ay sinasabi po niya dito na ako ay bumili ng isang bukid at ayokong umalis dahil gusto ko itong tignan o gusto niya itong i-check. Ito po'y katulad ng sinasabi ng ayokong pumunta dahil mayroon na akong sariling paniniwala o mayroon na akong sariling simbahan.
The second, he said, I've got oxen and that represents work that I can do. And I have things that it equates to people that kind of say, I'm doing good works and I hope that will get me to heaven.
At ang pangalawa po ay sinasabi niya na may isang taong bumili ng maraming baka at gusto niya itong tignan kung sila ay malalakas. At ito po ay nagpapatuloy na sa ating buhay na meron akong trabaho at meron akong mga mabubuting ginawa pa sa ibang tao at maaaring ito ay maghahatid sa akin sa kalangitan.
This would kind of be like people who say, well, I don't think I need to be saved as a sinner because I'm baptized and I'm okay.
At maaaring pong mga maiisip natin o ng mga ibang tao na sinasabi na ako na ay nabautismohan at sa pangalan ng Diyos at ito'y dahilan na upang makamit ko ang langit.
The third person, he didn't even make an excuse. He just said, I've married a wife and I can't come. So there's relationship in his life that he thinks it might not sit well with this.
At ang pangatlo po ay sinabi niya na bago akong kasal, kaya kailangan kong manatili sa kanya. So ito po ay sinasabi na isang relasyon, na meron tayong relasyon sa ibang tao na ayaw nating talikuran at ayaw nila taang, ayong taong ito ay ayaw nila, ayaw niya tayong magalit sa kanya.
So that in the story, we learn that these are the kind of people who are most likely to hear about the gospel first, but for different reasons, they excuse themselves and they don't want to go.
At napag-aralan po natin na ito po yung mga iba't ibang klase ng tao. At dahil sa kanilang pamumuhay, may kanya-kanya silang dahilan na kung saan sila ay ito po yung naghahadlang upang sila'y pumunta sa imbitasyon.
But as the story goes on, we find out that there are other people who are less likely to hear it, and they were also invited.
At sa pagpapatuloy ng istorya ay makikita po natin na itong mga taong ito po ay hindi ay tinakda na inimbitahan, ngunit sila po ay maaaring makapunta.
For them, there was no such thing as owning a piece of ground or belonging to a church.
At sa kanila po ay sa kanilang pamumuhay makikita natin na sila po ay na walang pagmamay-ari or walang kayamanan na iniingatan.
Because of their disabilities, it was impossible for them to provide this for themselves in any way or do anything that could make them ready.
Nang dahil nga po sa kanilang mga physical or emotional or yung kanilang mga kahinaan, ay hindi po nila kailang maaaring kakayanin na magkaroon ng mga karangyaan o ng kayamanan o makabili man lang ng lupa at ng mga baka sa kanilang sarili.
So these people, there was no relationship that would stand in the way because their life had been boiled down to just survival.
At ang makikita po natin ng mga taong ito ay para lamang po silang namumuhay araw-araw upang survive. I don't know how to say survive.
Just getting by, you know, like
upang makayanan ang pamumuhay isang araw or makakain man lang sa isang araw.
So the amazing thing in the story is that these people who couldn't pay for it or work for it and didn't deserve it, they were also invited.
At may mga inimbitahan po na ng mga tao na hindi po kayang palitan ang kanilang makakain sa araw na ito. Hindi nila kayang magbigay ng mga regalo sa taong nag-imbita ng marangyang hapunan, ngunit sila po ay inimbitahan.
So that the lesson we learn is that when it comes to the gospel feast, all are invited, religion and non-religious, those who think they deserve it and those who do not.
At ating pong isipin na sa pagdating po sa hapunan ng mabuting balita o ang paghatid ng mabuting balita ay iniimbitan po ang lahat, anuman po ang status ninyo sa buhay.
And we do not want this call to end without you knowing this. You are invited to God's heaven and God's feast of salvation by grace.
At hindi po namin gustong itago po sa inyo. Kayo po ay iniimbitahan ng ating Panginoong Hesus sa kanyang mabuting balita, sa kapapakinig ng mabuting balita at sa kanyang ipinigay na ang kaligtasan mula sa kanya. Kayo po ay iniimbitahan niya.
And so we have thought about the supper and who provided it and the people who were invited. We've talked about the people who refused the invitation and made excuses. But I just want to finish with the people that ate and were satisfied.
At ang pang-apat na puntos po ay ang mga tao na kumain at nabusog sa hapunan.
They must have looked around and says, "I don't deserve to be here."
Maaaring makikita po natin o nararamdaman nila sa sarili nila na hindi ko deserve o hindi ako karapat-dapat na mapunta sa marangyang hapunan na ito.
They must have searched their pockets and realized there's nothing I can pay for
Ma
this.
maaring makikita po natin ng mga taong ito na naghanap kung ano mang merong kayamanan sila sa kanilang bulsa. Maaring naghahanap sila ng pera na pambayad sa marangyang hapunan, ngunit wala po sila nito na kahit 5.
The bottom line is this when it comes to those people. They had a need they could not meet for themselves. They were hungry.
At ang pinaka-importante na makikita po natin ito ay meron po silang pangangailangan na hindi nila kayang tustusan or i-provide at sila po ay gutom na gutom para sa pagkain na ito.
And there was one in this story that in his kindness and grace, he wanted to give it to them free of charge.
At meron nga pong isang hapunan dahil sa kanyang habag at sa kanyang kindness. I don't know the kindness. At dahil sa kanyang habag at pagmamahal sa tao upang maimbitahan sila, ay siya po ay nagimbita at nag-provide o naghanda ng marangyang hapunan na ito.
Now, that doesn't mean he didn't have to pay for it. He did pay the price.
Ngunit hindi po ito ibig sabihin na hindi niya po ito binayaran. Siya po ay nagbayad at binayaran niya po ang hapunan na hinihanda niya.
We are not told how much this supper cost this great man who made the feast.
At hindi pa po natin nabanggit na kung gaano po nagdusa at nag ang naghanda ng marangyang hapunan na ito.
But we do know how much it cost God to save us from our sins by grace.
At alam po natin, ngunit alam po namin kung gaano po ang kapalit at kaparusahan na natanggap ng ating Panginoon upang maghanda ng marangyang hapunan dahil sa kanyang grasya para sa lahat.
God gave his only son for us to die in our place and pay for our sins so that we could be invited to heaven.
At ang Diyos po ay ibinigay niya po ang lahat upang tayo'y maimbitahan at makaranas ng kaligtasan mula sa Kanya.
John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, all are invited, whosoever believeth in him, should not perish but have everlasting life.
At sinasabi po sa John 3:16 na sapagkat, I'll just read it, sapagkat gayon na lamang ang pagsinta ng Diyos sa sanlibutan na ibinigay niya ang kanyang buktong na anak upang ang sinuman sa kanya'y sumampalataya ay huwag mapahamak kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
So that this final point, the people that ate and were satisfied are people that were just simple enough to take God at his word and accept it.
At ang panghuling puntos po, ang mga taong ito ay mga simpleng tao, mga walang kayamanan sa kanila na daladalangan nila, ngunit sila po ay tumanggap at nagkaroon ng at kumain ng hapunan na ito at sila po ay nabusog at nagkaroon ng kaligayahan sa kanilang buhay.
To be saved from our sins is something we have to receive as a gift from God.
At ang kaligtasan po para sa ating mga kasalanan ay isang bagay na matatanggap lang natin mula sa ating Panginoon.
It is not something a church can provide or that I can provide for myself, but it does satisfy and it's free.
Hindi po ito ay isang bagay na aking masusumpungan o aking makakamtan, ngunit siya lamang po ang makakapagbigay nito at ito po ay walang kabayaran. Ito po ay free or walang kabayaran mula sa kanya.
We want you to know that you can receive Christ as your Savior and you can be satisfied in this life and forever in heaven.
At nais po namin na inyong malaman na meron pong Diyos na nagbigay ng kanyang buhay upang para sa ating kaligtasan. At tayo po, kung ating tatanggapin natin ito, ay tayo po ay magkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan at ng tirahan mula sa langit.
We do hope you'll listen to this message and understand there's spiritual lessons to be learned and something for you to enjoy.
At kami po ay umaasa na basahin po muli natin ang ating binasang ito at ating makita ang tunay na kadahilanan o ibig sabihin ng ating binasa sa Biblia.
And if you have any questions about what you've heard, please reach out to someone who invited you and someone would be happy to answer questions that you might have.
At kung meron nga po kayong mga katanungan, ay maaaring mag-message lamang po kayo sa mga nag-imbita sa inyo at sila po ay kayong bibigyan nila ng kanilang oras upang sagutin ang mga katanungan sa abot nilang makakaya.
And now we'll pray. Father, we give thanks again for the Lord Jesus and for his death for us. For the salvation supper that has been provided by grace, we give thanks and pray that there might be someone who this will impress and impact this morning, the truth of Scripture, that they might come to know Christ as their Savior. We ask for thy blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening. Salamat.
Salamat po.